Sup, this is Gamers Coup, or Coop, however you want to say it. This is Cammy.
Dave.
Tyson.
And we're here to have a little rant about how horrible Metroid Other M was.
So guys, is it the best Metroid or the bestest Metroid, huh?
Oh, it's even better than that. It was just a barrel of fun the whole way through, let me tell you.
Game was garbage. Complete garbage.
I don't even think it deserves to have Metroid on the cover because it's not a Metroid game.
If you'll notice, I gave it a 3-star rating on the review I wrote for the site.
And that was generous.
But that was too generous. I look back now and say that should be 2 stars instead.
You always message me every day. You're like, oh man, why didn't I make it 2 stars? And I'm like, oh.
I mean, I would almost venture into 1-star territory for some of it. It was just horrible.
So, the first thing that gave away that it was going to be like a crappy game was as soon as Samus opened her mouth. Like, I was super excited that Samus was going to get a voice. I was like, man, I wish I could have auditioned for Samus's voice. And I wish I had, because the girl they got was garbage.
What, you don't like her talking like this?
Monotone and boring.
It was horrible, and babies cry.
Oh, that was terrible. Baby, the baby, bottle ship, baby, baby, babies cry.
Going with the baby theme on this one.
Gross. Yep.
And then she had to, like, you know, just commentate on everything that was happening in her life.
Yeah, it was great. I saw the monster fall into the lava after I shot him in the belly. In the lava, from the belly. I think the commander was mad. I don't know.
She explains every cutscene you just saw, so yeah, it's pretty boring. I don't know what they were thinking on that, though. I mean, what's up with those cutscenes? They're just... We watched it back-to-back as, like, a movie. It's over, like, 2.5 hours long.
It was terrible.
And it was just... Oh,
it was long.
Just all the cutscenes.
The best part about those was watching, like, how, I guess, the script would play, and it would start junking out at certain points. It's like, I can't lock on. What's going on?
Yeah, even the people that are supposed to know how to play that game couldn't do it very well.
Or the computer. The computer couldn't even do it.
That's when you know it's quality, when, like, the AI even messes up.
So, what was that you were talking about, Cammy, before? About Ridley and... Samus?
The worst part in the game is when Ridley comes out and Samus breaks down and starts crying like a little 2-year-old girl. And I'm like, what? She's a bounty hunter who
saw the boogeyman.
Yeah. And she has killed Ridley like how many times? Like 20 times already anyway. So it shouldn't be a shocker when she sees him. But no, she breaks down and cries like a 2-year-old girl.
And she lets her little comrade down, too, in the process. Because she's just sitting there weeing in her suit.
Probably. You think, like, the suit would recycle it, though? You know, turn it into energy or something?
In this one, it would have to. Because I'm sure she let a little leak out. Every once in a while, she's just so scared all the time.
Except for what happens when the suit magically disappears off of her body.
Yeah, that's great. Right. She walks, and then, like, the next scene, she's in her zero suit. It's like, wait, what just happened?
It, like, magically
sometimes
starts...
Sometimes it bubbles onto her. Yeah. Other times, it just vaporizes.
Yeah, it, like, vaporizes. It's, like, disappearing. Like, what the crap?
It's like, this does not work how it did in the other game.
Yes. Sometimes it looks like it's foam. On her, and it's like bubbling up on her like foam.
And it's like she had no control whether it came on or off. It was like, oh, it's gone. Oh no, I'm losing my suit.
It's like she starts crying, and the suit starts just like, screw this, I'm leaving.
And then she's like, oh, I'm pissed off now. Her suit comes back.
Maybe that's it. The Chozo technology doesn't work for wussies.
It's like, she's a whiner. I'm going to homeschool.
It's like, you deserve to die about now.
I don't understand the whining and the crying and like the hyperventilating. She's a bouncy hunter.
Yeah, that was my least favorite part.
She got shot in the back with lightning. What do you expect?
It was like a stun gun that...
But
like,
she hyperventilated for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was like a
don't leave me.
And it sounded like she's doing something else, you know. It didn't even sound like breathing after a while.
And then she couldn't even like
entirely.
Walk.
Maybe she's got like a vibrator in the suit, David, you know?
Gosh.
It pleasures, you know, David? She's in that thing all the time. She's got to have something.
She can't be in it all the time because she cries like a baby and it disappears.
So we've established that that's what makes the suit go away is when she wusses out.
Yeah.
Wow. The image of Samus has been tainted.
It has.
I mean, she went from this hardcore bounty hunter who could kick trash to a little wussy, whiny crybaby.
Crying over spilt milk.
You know, just a few days after I played that game through, I had to break out my Metroid Prime and just get the bad memories and feelings out because it needed to be cleansed big time.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
And didn't you love, like, the scan season of the game, where you had to sit there and scan, but it didn't tell you what you have to scan, so you spent, like, 15 minutes searching an environment, combing the environment?
The first time I saw that, I thought something was wrong with the game. It glitched out or something. So I reset the game. I went back to it. I luckily found something I hadn't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I still don't know if it did glitch out. It was really bad.
Terrible. And the worst is, like, when you had a scan, but the object was behind you and it didn't tell you.
You turn around.
So like, where in the heck is it?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with what you had just seen in the last cutscene.
Yeah, that game sucks so much.
What about the character design, Tyson?
Oh yeah, that was great.
Or I mean, enemy design.
Enemy design was okay, but half the time you couldn't see it because it was so freaking dark.
That's true. Yeah, that's because the environment was not too creative. There's some dark metal rooms all over the place. And, holographs. Let's make it look like, you know, nature, but it's clearly not.
Didn't that just cheapen the feel so much when you found that out? It's like, it's all a hologram? And
that's all I'm going to see this whole time?
How are you walking on it?
I don't know. It's the same reason, like, the lava's a hologram, so how's it burning you?
That's why that one guy didn't die. It was a hologram.
Well, no, I'm thinking they did throw real lava in that ship.
Smart
do you gotta be
to
throw
lava in
your ship?
It would burn through the metal, and then you'd have other problems.
Exactly. Yeah, how stupid do you gotta be to put live lava in a ship?
I don't know. How would you even keep it warm?
And you have the energy to heat that? What the heck? What are they thinking?
Terrible. But the best part was, you know, how you couldn't actually use, like, your lava protection on your suit until you were given the okay, and after you spent, like, 2 hours through the lava level.
Oh my gosh, that was dumb. Yeah, you have all of the ability to use everything, but don't use it till What's-His-Bucket tells you to. Makes sense.
And until you're about to die.
Oh, I hate that.
Except for that one part, she's like, screw this, and she uses her power bomb or whatever.
Yeah, she does that with the power bomb, she does that with the screw attack. It's like, well, why don't you just do that with everything then? Stupid.
It was dumb.
So dumb.
And the backtracking was terrible in the game. Like, other Metroids, they'd always open up, like, little secrets and passageways, but this didn't.
Well, there's no even incentive to go on and get secrets.
Why do you need secrets? There's no power-ups, Tyson.
There was literally no power-ups. There's maximum missile enhancement. That's it.
And you don't have missiles. You just have...
Yeah, that was dumb. Like, in other Metroids, you'd kill enemies, and they'd have, like, those energy power-ups, missile power-ups you could get.
Yeah.
This one, it's like, oh, I'm out of missiles. I'll just hold the Wiimote up, hold down, like, the A button, and, oh, look, magically, like, 100 missiles appear.
Yep. And, you know, when you're in a boss fight and you're about to die, you know, give me about 10 seconds. I need to recharge my health.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the boss is just going to sit there and let you do that.
At the time they do. There's always, like, those idle animations. It's like, well, he'll be in the lava for about 15 seconds or whatever.
I don't know. I had a hard time on some of them. They just kept hitting you while you're trying to charge up.
Yep.
Which was a dumb mechanic anyway. Like you can just pull energy out of your butt? What is that?
I don't know. This is why I'm thinking, like, the suit has to recycle something. You know?
Her tears.
Maybe. Or she, like, takes a dump for those 15 seconds. You know, that's why you gotta stand there.
You know, Iron Man's suit recycles his urine, and it comes out so he can drink it.
That's gross. But there's only so many times you can recycle your urine, though.
Yep.
Not that I know this.
Once is probably enough for me.
I think the best part of the game was the cute little fuzzy Ridley. He was so cute.
Hated that.
By the way, this is a big spoiler if you haven't already, you know, figured that out.
Yeah, the stupid, like, white bunny thing is Ridley. How dumb is that?
He was so cute and little.
I actually thought they had
fuzzy.
Some creativity on that part.
That was dumb.
It had some creativity for that character design.
dumb, David.
But I
dumb.
Wonder if they made that up in the first place.
He looks like a little Totoro.
Or if they just used that on this one only.
It was like a cross between a Totoro and a Chocobo. It was awesome.
Probably delicious, like a Chocobo.
Tyson!
How would you cook that thing, though?
What, like a Chocobo?
No. The little mini Ridley.
Oh, probably deep fry it. Just skin it, you know? Just shave
like
off
a chicken?
The... Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did have chicken legs, didn't it?
Yeah. You just get rid of the fur and just, you know, deep fry it.
Tyson, you ruin everything.
With some, you know, special spices. From the Colonel.
Special
herbs and spices.
That sucks.
Look at this, Cammy's all upset now because we're talking about eating chocobos.
Back to Metroid.
Tori's got to get back to that, yeah.
Back to Metroid.
Okay.
And how terrible it was.
So what else didn't you like about it, Cammy?
In the very end, she goes back to the ship for a helmet.
Yeah. It's like you couldn't just raid his office or whatever for you know, souvenirs, but you had to go back for a stupid helmet. Yeah. Like, she probably wouldn't even know was there anyway.
For a helmet.
For a mission.
So dumb.
And then they had that big running scene with her, a helmet in her arm.
Well, the best part about it is she goes back for that helmet, and they're about to self-destruct the thing. So she's putting her life at risk for a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And
what the
she
heck?
Suddenly loses her, you know, her suit. So she's running through this in her Zero suit.
Yeah, there was no purpose for her losing her suit on that scene.
And it was just wasted. They, you know, like, you could tell that they put stuff in there for having a Zero suit, you know, level.
They
and
just
they
needed.
Just wasted
they,
it with that.
They just wanted to see Samus in her Zero suit more.
Who doesn't?
So they put her in there, running out with a helmet.
That's so terrible.
That's the treat you get, you know, for beating the game. You know,
oh, yeah.
With the extra scene, you know.
Dumb.
It was a treat, wasn't it, Tyson?
No, it wasn't.
The whole game was a treat.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
So, what was good about that game?
The cute fuzzy Ridley.
No. That wasn't good.
I don't know, the game booted up. I guess you could call that good.
Yeah.
I mean, it technically worked.
How about software? Yeah, software glitches? Anything? Nothing?
Oh, man.
It, for the most part, it was programmed pretty well. You know, to go in and out of those cutscenes like it did all, you know, every 5 minutes.
There
was good.
One glitch, though. I mean, I never hit it, you never hit it, but I've read about it.
Yeah.
Where a door doesn't open up later in the game if you sort of... I guess if you backtrack instead of going forward at a certain point, it makes it so there's a door that should open up but doesn't open up. So you're stuck.
So, you know, they know how to program a game, you know. So the programmers aren't at fault here. It's just all the character designers.
I don't know. I think everybody's at fault, because how could no one just stand back and say, you know, this game isn't very good. You know, someone had to say that in a meeting. They're like, you know, no one's really going to buy this game.
This really isn't a high-quality Metroid game. Well, it's because Nintendo didn't make it. I think...
They just kind of sat in the background.
I think there should be rules about what other people can make and what others can't.
Well,
I
Nintendo
mean,
didn't make the Metroid Prime games, though. Retro did.
Retro Studios
but
did.
But still, like,
great
I don't
job.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
There should be the rules against stuff like that. I got another question.
False.
Why the heck did her helmet flash all the time? What was up with that?
The
flashing of the helmet.
Going clear and then back to green? What was the purpose?
I wonder if that's just a weird graphic effect or something.
It just did it all the time for no reason.
She purposely was like, okay, visor on, visor off.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of, maybe there's a weird graphic glitch where it's loading the texture in and some special effect.
It wasn't
a
glitch.
It wasn't
you don't
way,
think?
Tyson.
It was just retarded programming.
It was supposed to be like, oh, cool, she's going into battle now, you know?
Dumb. Oh, no.
You never noticed, though, Tyson. You never noticed that great part of the game?
It did it all the time.
I probably did, and I just didn't think anything of it.
Tyson, it was for your viewing and playing enjoyment.
Dude, that game was not for anybody's enjoyment, David. You know that.
Anything else we can rant on it for?
I think we covered all the most
obvious
of the horribleness.
Stuff.
It was a horrible game. Horrible environment.
Oh, how about the controls real quick? I mean, what's up with that? Why did they let that go through? They're like, oh yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah.
It's good enough not to have the nunchuck on here.
Yeah, every time I played, I was like, this game would be so much better with the nunchuck.
Yeah, my thumb was really sore at that last scene where you had to hold up forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Back to the good old days of the D-pad.
Yeah, if I want a sore thumb, I'm going to go back and play, you know, a normal Nintendo game.
But even those games don't, like, give you a sore thumb, though.
I'm going to go back and play Battletoads.
Oh, man, no. Battletoads is too frustrating.
What?
Yeah. After a while,
love
that
Battletoads.
D-pad feels like sandpaper. I'm not kidding.
Man.
If you're not used to it, then yeah, I mean, this is, like, the only game I swear I've played on the Wii that's made me do that much D-pad action.
I just always hated that, like with the missiles, having to point the Wiimote at the screen. Why couldn't you do another way to fire the missiles?
Yeah, like, you know, hold the lock or something.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Instead of always going to that junky first-person shooter.
You know,
mode.
If they'd add the nunchuck, you probably could have pulled it off.
Yeah, use like a little button on the nunchuck to shoot missiles or something.
Yep. That's all it would have taken. Lock on, shoot with missiles. Problem solved. You know, half the game's frustration gone. At least in controls.
Yep.
So basically our recommendation is don't play. If you really want to know what happens, just watch the cutscenes. Find it on YouTube or something, but don't play it. Go back and play the good old Metroid Prime games.
And if you see the game in stores, put it behind some other game so people think it's not there. You know?
Please, yeah, help a friend out. Just hide Metroid.
We don't want to.
We can buy it.
We don't want to tarnish Samus's image anymore.
Yeah, just let them think that Metroid and Samus is still a good story and character.
You know they're gonna have Teen Ninja make another one. You know it. Oh man, I still want to know how much that game sold because it was what, number 9 or 10.
Yeah, it was number 9 on the top 10.
It's because everyone was excited about another Metroid game coming out.
See, this is what upsets me, because I don't want the game to really sell that well, because I don't think it was that great of a game, so I wanted to get the message, but then, if it doesn't sell that well, you know, Nintendo will just eventually say, screw Metroid.
Yeah, Metroid's going to go down the chute.
What? Classic stuff like Metroid, Zelda, Mario, they're never going to go down the tube.
I don't know, Metroid could. I mean, look, you went without a Metroid game with... During the N64 era, there was no Metroid game.
Yep.
So they could easily just say screw it for a while and...
Yeah, but they had the GameCube and the Metroid Prime 3 and the Metroid Prime Trilogy out in the Wii.
Trilogy, I really don't even consider a new game. That's just, hey, we need some money, let's just throw these games together.
But Corruption was all the Wii. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was such a good game. They took... the best parts about the first two Metroid Prime games and put it into that Corruption game. Oh, so good.
I still need to finish that game. It's a fun game, though.
It is awesome.
It is. It's fun. It's just I stopped, like, halfway and haven't gone back.
They also released some Metroids on, like, the Game Boy.
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, the Game
the
Boy Advance.
The handheld you couldn't see. No matter, like, how you positioned it with, like, a light source, you could never really see what's going on.
You just gotta... play in a cave, Tyson. You got the problem solved.
Couldn't play in a cave, man. Like, when it first came out, it had no backlight on it.
Tyson does play in a cave.
I technically do.
He's got a man cave when he's
great.
Just got all his video games.
I think Cammy's jealous.
I kind of am sometimes. You know, it's nice to have a little hibernation hole.
Yep. No one ever comes down and bothers me. I just sort of sit down there myself.
Yeah. So how'd we get on that?
Half the people my parents wore think I'm like Bigfoot. There's like blurry pictures of me. Some people have claimed they've seen me.
My mom thought you were an old man when she saw you the other
day.
She's like, why are you guys hanging out with some old dude? I'm like, he's not old.
That's awesome.
Are you kidding me? That is funny. You never told me that.
Yeah. I was
that's
like, he's
awesome.
Not old, he's only like in 20s and stuff, and my mom's like, really? I thought he was an old man, I thought you guys were hanging out with some old dude.
Some like 50-year-old dude, I just come over here, hang out, play with your baby.
I think it's the beard, Tyson, the beard's just making it, you know.
That's fine.
You look a lot older with the beard on than you do, you know, without.
Someday I'm going to get you to shave your mustache.
Gross, I'm not going to do that.
Someday I will.
Gross?
What, you let our rats... groom your mustache.
That's different. The rat just
and
came up and started grooming.
That's
what am
not
I supposed
gross.
To do?
That's so awesome.
Keenan David says it's awesome.
Okay.
It was so cool.
You know, people who listen to this go, man, that is awesome.
I think we've gotten off track.
We always go off track. Cameron could never keep us on track.
Anyway, this has been Gamers Coup with the group. And
with the group?
Shut up. We're signing off. Don't buy Metroid. Tell your friends. Spread the word.
Metroid Other M.
Metroid Other M. Other M.
Just hide it.
And if you've already bought Metroid Other M, get the others to get the bad taste out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And we'll just end on this note. Babies cry.